This show is brought to you by ERN, Entertainment Right Now.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Working Mother Radio. I'm Bettina Bush, your host, and we are discussing Dharma parenting, which is, to me, such a fascinating subject. We've got with us the author, co-author, Robert Keith Wallace, and he is a pioneering researcher of the physiology of consciousness. And before the break, we were talking about the fact that, you know, a lot of the times, parents intuitively latch on to what their children need, but it's really great to have to know your child's type and, you know, along those lines also know your own. Is it important when you're dealing when you're looking at how a certain type of parent deals with a certain type of child, is it important for the parent to be aware of their brain body type as well?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, say you're this pitta type, fire type, you know, which is very goal-oriented, very competitive, athletic. So you're always getting your kids on time. You're taking them out to sports. I mean, you're just the perfect mom for all those kids in competitive activities. But now you say you have a Vata kid, you know, who's really kind of more the creative artist, a little bit thinner, a little bit more kind of the daydreamer. Their attention goes this way and that way. I mean, they're very imaginative, very creative. They love music. They love art. But they may not be into the competitive sports. They may not, you know, quite always be focused in the same way you are. So once you get that, and once you see, oh, this child's a little different, then you adjust. And you don't try to impose, you know, your brain-body type tendencies on them. And you may have a Kapha kid. And this is a totally different kind of kid who takes a little longer to get up in the morning, you know, takes longer to eat. And, you know, maybe it's a little slower at learning things, but never forgets. And just happy all the time, very carefree, very loving. But, you know, again, you're the pitta mom, and you're expecting that kid to be on time, and you're expecting them to be quick, and they're not that quick.
It's not going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen. So, you know, you got to say, hey, that's who this kid is. That's who I am. I've got to, you know, for them, I got to help stimulate them. For me, I got to eat on time. I got to, you know, keep myself in balance so I don't blow up.
Mm-hmm. You know, and that's so important to just acknowledge these things, because really when you're going through the day-to-days of life, these are the things that matter. What you're saying, you know, make sure you eat on time, make sure, you know, the person who needs that, you know, that routine, that sleep, that who has that fire in them is treated, you know, in a way that is conducive to allowing them to be who they are. And at the same time, you know, not constantly pressuring that Kapha type to, you know, to move quickly and to, you know, to go against who they naturally are, and rather deal with them in a way that is manageable for who they are, it's key. It's what makes a happy family. You know, that's when you go from day to day and you look back on your childhood, those are the things that really matter. Now let's talk about the science. Let's talk about the science behind the brain body type. Now as people
Well, it's
grow,
interesting. There's all kinds of research now coming out that's kind of validating these ancient sciences. I mean, there's research showing that the gene expression, the actual composition of which genes are turned on and off, are different in each type. So we're getting kind of the most powerful validation we can get. There's biochemical data which is showing, hey, they are different. This kid is more prone to that, and this kid is less prone to that. And other things, too, you know, so that's one validation of the brain-body types. We're also getting huge validation about Ayurveda in general and some of these traditions that say digestion and food are so important. Suddenly now people find out that your gut bacteria and the whole state of your digestive system can actually determine whether you're happy or sad, whether you have autoimmune diseases, allergies. Nobody even knew this before. It's like brand new science. People are going wild with it in the scientific community, figuring out, oh my gosh, you know, if you give too many antibiotics, if you, you know, don't breastfeed your child, if you have a cesarean birth, all these things can upset this balance, and food is key. And each type requires different foods. And so it's really important. You know, food is medicine. Food is very powerful. And digestion is very powerful. So these traditional systems of medicine have been saying it for thousands of years, and we're just getting it now. There's hardly any nutrition even taught in medical school. certainly not, you know, for each of these body types.
Seems as though we're quite hard-headed, aren't we?
We are, you know, but that's the trick here is we're in a world where science is dominant, and so we have to research these things and show, you know, like an herb like turmeric or ginger, you know, we thought, oh, you know, what's that? Just some spice. It turns out these things, there's, you know, 5,000 studies on each one of them, and they can do all kinds of fantastic things, but nobody knew it. So, you know, it's somehow science has to catch up sometimes with all this ancient knowledge.
Well, I'm glad that science is catching up and that you're able to bring it to us and let us benefit from all of these studies and all this research. We're going to be back with more right after this. I'm Bettina Bush, your host. You're listening to Working Mother Radio. Stay with us.
This show is presented in part by Benetrends Financial, getting funding for the life of your business. Visit Benetrends.com. We'll be right back.